Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, Steeler fans, welcome back. It is not a breaking news podcast, but we have sourced information. We do want to give you that information as quickly as possible. And yes, this afternoon and evening, I got a phone call from the source who has given us some quality information regarding the Pittsburgh Steelers from inside the organization. And he had all this stuff he wanted to talk about with the NFL draft. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm Jeff Hartman. Joining me is Dave Schofield. What's up, Dave? How are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. I love getting excited for this draft, so I'm loving inside information about what's going on with the Steelers.
Absolutely, and when you think about it, the Steelers, we've been saying this for months. This is not breaking news to anyone that's been paying attention to the Steel Curtain Network podcast platform, and that is that the Steelers are all in on the offensive line. We had our own source from inside the Steelers. We had NFL sources say around the league, they're going offensive line. However, even though the Steelers are prioritizing offensive line early in the draft, don't take that for that it's only going to be offensive line. In other words, they're not going to pass on a player that they deem would be a player they could see wearing the black and gold for 10 to 15 years just because they're not at a position that they prioritize. Dave, that doesn't surprise you, does it?
No, I mean, I don't think they're going to make a big move or anything like that for an edge rusher right now, because that seems to be where they're the most set, especially with their finances. But it doesn't mean that there's other places that they couldn't also invest highly in other than just the offensive line.
Right. And so our source continued to say, like, the way you see this 2024 NFL draft unraveling, we'll put it that way, it could go any number of ways. It could be that there's a run on quarterbacks. And while we all see three being taken in the top 10, what if there's four or five? Now, all of a sudden, all these really quality other positional players then get bumped back. And this is when, if teams get, as our source put it, a little foolish with the drafting and over opening, really the quarterback position mainly, but they get overdrafted. This is when a team like the Steelers might see an opportunity to say, well, wait a second, they're reaching on quarterbacks. Players are going to fall. This is when our source said you can expect the unexpected with this draft. He said, don't be shocked if the Steelers say we're going to move up. And they're even saying they could move up to the 13 to 15 range in terms of draft picks to try and get a player if they deem that player to be that next 10 to 15 player, regardless of position. So when you think about it, is it an offensive tackle? Could be. Is it a cornerback, wide receiver? Could be. This is when you have to remember, when we say expect the unexpected, no one should be unexpected. Like, no one should view a trade up in the draft as unexpected, not since Omar Khan has been around. But in terms of positionally, this is when you might want to expect the unexpected. Dave, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. When you hear that the Steelers could look to move up to, you know, the 13, 14 range, depending on how the draft's falling out, all these players that are basically off the table for the Steelers because it's a quarterback are going, that means people that they're interested in, multiple players or ones that they thought, hey, they're going top 10, aren't in the top 10. You go get somebody special. If you think they're that special, go get them.
Yeah. And this is, again, it's not an if, it's a when, like with the reaches. There's always reaches in the NFL draft. There's always runs on positions. Quarterback's always the first. But if you remember a couple years ago, then started the wide receiver run. And then all these receivers started just flying off the board. And we're all sitting there thinking, okay, what about the corners? Like, what corners are going to be available? And just think back a year ago. A year ago, we all thought that Joey Porter Jr. was going to be off the board. Christian Gonzalez is going to be off the board. And who was the first cornerback drafted? Do you remember?
Devin Witherspoon.
Yeah, he went to Seattle. Everyone's like, wait a second, what? Devin Witherspoon? Yeah. He was supposed to be the one that was available for Pittsburgh back in like pick 17 or 18, whatever they were last.
Wasn't he our choice in the FFSM mock draft?
Yes, he was. And so when you think about it in that context, this is when I really like hearing this from our inside sources, because it tells me that our thought process, even as just fans and outsiders, is not that far off in regards to the fact that Omar Khan is willing to be aggressive. We know that. He's willing to say, I want that guy, and I'm going to trade up to get him. And so when you think about all these different situations and you're looking at, okay, quarterback's going where does Drake May go? What about JJ McCarthy? Are other teams moving around? When you think about the Minnesota Vikings, they need a quarterback. The Denver Broncos need a quarterback. When you have all these other pieces that could be in movement and in flux, the Steelers could be one of those teams as well. Is there any player, Dave, that you have kind of earmarked and said, man, if that guy's available at like 13, I could see the Steelers going up and getting him? It doesn't matter positionally. Is there a player that sticks out?
Yes, there is. There's actually a couple, and they're not at the same position.
All right, go for it.
There's multiple ones. There's a level of offensive tackle that if someone from what I consider the top tier gets outside of pick 12, I could see the Steelers going to get them. But we don't know how that's going to work because, you know, last year we're like, you know who could be on the table for the Steelers at 17? Maybe it's Darnell Wright. Yeah. He went 10th. So one of these guys that you want to throw a name out there, you're going to get someone who you don't expect going higher. Right. And then that means maybe someone drops. I'm going to say it, the easiest way to say it, because I've said it multiple times now on the Q&A on Scobro Show. It's the three effing tackles. It's the three tackles that all have last names that start with F, and I get them all mixed up and can't say their name right. Any of those guys, although I think the Steelers might be one of those teams that think the one from Washington could be a center, because that's why I think they wanted to meet with him. But to me, if I was going to say an offensive player that I think that they would trade up and get, my name for that one is, and I'm going to mess it up, that one's going to be Talisi Fuaga. That's offensive tackle.
You know better Oregon, than I do.
Oregon State, he's the big right tackle. And I think if he's available anywhere from 13 to 15, that's a player I could see them going to get. But maybe he goes higher and somebody else who you think is higher, let's say like the other tackle, the one from Penn State, one of the other F tackles, and he's starting to drop. It could be him. Yeah. Okay. There's a number of those guys in there where it would fit. Now, if you want to know where I would think defensively, I think you know the answer to this one.
There's a number of players and positions that you could go. Who's on your mind?
I would say it would be Quinyon Mitchell.
Oh, yes.
That if he got into that range, that's another player that could go think about going up to get.
And our source has told us already that they are very high on him. They like him a lot. They like him a lot.
Yes.
The funny thing is, and this is what we'll finish this. We don't want this to be a long podcast. We'll be able to digest this a lot throughout the rest of the day. And on tomorrow night's Thursday night's Steelers preview, we'll probably have a lot of discussion about this. But I will say this, a lot of fans out there will say the three Fs that you brought up, those offensive tackles, they're going to be gone. And this is if the Steelers stayed at 20.
Yeah.
There's a million examples of when the Steelers stayed put and a player that no one thought would be there fell to them. You go to last year, Joey Porter Jr., pick 32. No one saw it. Go back to David DeCastro. When he was coming out of Stanford, no one thought that one of the best guards in the entire draft would fall to, I believe, pick 20 was that year, that he was selected the 20th overall, if I remember correctly.
I think you might be correct with that one.
Yeah, so even if the Steelers stay at 20, which is a possibility, that doesn't mean that some of these players that everyone is saying they'll be gone isn't going to be available. They will have some options there. But, hey, expect the unexpected. Dave, any final thoughts here?
Yeah. I'm actually going to do it. And he was actually picked 24. That was where he was, David DeCastro. Okay. Sorry. But I knew it was right around in the early 20s. It's kind of a question for you. I think it's going to take more than a run on just quarterbacks. I think there could be a run on another position. And there could even be I have two in mind where either one of them would be ones that the Steelers would get in on, or if because there's a run on one, they would think that the other one would fall.
Oh, for sure.
I think it's tackles and wide receivers.
I was going to say wide receivers. When you think about Marvin Harrison Jr., Roma Dunze, and then you throw in the quarterbacks as well, you might have a total of almost eight players right there.
Yeah.
I mean, the wide receiver and quarterback, and that's not even counting the offensive tackles, like you mentioned. There's going to be good players available no matter what.
If you get the run on quarterbacks and wide receivers, then you have options at tackle. If you have a run on quarterbacks and tackles, then all of a sudden there might be a receiver that you think like Roma. I'm going to mess his name up. What's his
Roma
name?
Dunze.
That someone who you think could maybe go top five, top seven. Next thing you know, he's there at 13 or 14. That's right. A possibility. It all depends on which run it is. And it's hard to have a run on all three of those positions before pick 13.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to get two. And as long as it's not tackles and wide receivers, those two, I think the Steelers have the opportunity to move up and do something.
Absolutely. All right, Dave, good stuff. That's our inside sourced information. Not breaking news, just sourced information. Take it for what it's worth. I take it to the bank because I trust our source wholeheartedly. Make sure you're sticking to Steel Curtain Network and steelcurtainnetwork.com for all this latest information pertaining to the Steelers as they prepare for the NFL draft. In the meantime, that's it. Dave, thanks for your time. I do appreciate it.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. It was a lot of fun.
See ya.